Hello, my name is Shannon. I'm returning your call from customer support. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I don't know who I was speaking to. I was waiting for a speak to a supervisor, but I was calling because obviously I paid $5.99 for something, and there was I have my bank on the other end. There was a small, I guess, writing at the bottom, and my bank said they can hardly read it either. So I'm just calling to see if you all are putting the money back into my account before my bank have to put a fraud alert on this. If you don't mind checking for me.
Okay, ma'am. Can I have your zip code and your first and last name?
62206.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Give me 1 second, ma'am. Same number, sir. It's Janice, Jeanice, Lewis, Lewis.
Okay, and could you hold while I search that information for you?
Yes, I can. They put me on hold right now. I hope they put. Thank you, sir. And your name, sir? Excuse me. Thank you, Cash. And what's a good phone number? Thank you, Cash. And can you confirm the insurer's name and their address, please? Up today. Give me 1 moment. Okay, thank you. If you hold for me, sir, let me check on it for you, okay? Okay, ma'am, I'm sorry. What were you saying, ma'am?
Okay, ma'am, for security purposes, can you verify your address?
I was talking to my bank. I guess I must have did something I paid $5.99 for, and they charged me $67. And the young lady did tell me it's like small writing. I had my bank to look at it. They said, yeah, that's how people get over on you. So I need to see if you all refunded my money before my bank does a fraud on this account, on my account.
Okay, ma'am, for security purposes, can you verify your address?
So they want to know what you are going to do before they do their part of it. And I said, let me call you all first, and then if you are going to do anything, they said they'll go ahead and do that. Give me 1 moment, ma'am. I'm talking to you, so I'm calling you to